Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check it out. It's the guys.
Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city, and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out, y'all.
Only you to enjoy. It's the guys next door.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. If you are listening to our voices, then that means you have made the best decision, the absolute best decision you could ever possibly decided to make on a Monday. Because you start your week off with the guys next door.
That's a fact.
I am and always will be Mouse Jones.
And I am and always will be Tristan Mack Wilds. Unless another role or something comes up, you know, the strike is over. So we back to work, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, brother.
Let's get this work going.
Whoop-de-doo. You guys are back acting like other people for a living. Whoop-de-doo. Now, when I act like another man, I'm being told I'm gaslighting. Mac, you're back to work, my boy.
I am, praise God. Well, I'm not back to work yet, but I can get a job now. Praise God.
Hey, is there anything that you haven't been able to shout out or, you know, point people in the direction of that you haven't been able to that you want to?
Man,
do it right now.
I need everybody. Right now. I need everybody right now to go stream Swagger season 1 and season 2 right now. Right now. They said right now that we should hopefully be hearing this week if we're going to get picked up for another season. So I implore you, ladies and gentlemen, I am pushing you. I think it'll be in the utmost of the utmost.
Wow. Come on.
To just go stream, watch, enjoy, tell a friend, tell your family, tell your shorty. Go watch Swagger season 2. Season 1. Go stream it. Go binge it right now, man. It's up. Hashtag renew swagger. Let's get it.
Listen, hashtag renew swagger. There it is. Ryan is not here with us, unfortunately.
But it's all love, as we know.
Yep. We are going to get to it. Very important episode, I feel like. Just another example. Sometimes I'd be surprising, Mac. So y'all can't see it, but like it'd be like on his face. Like whenever I say something about what we about to talk about and they don't know what I'm about to talk about, they face get real staunch. They're like, I'll hit it.
Listen, I also want to apologize real fast, Mouse, to you, because I know I was a little late. I had to finish washing my hair because I wasn't gonna have you cut me up for having neck braids. So I had to
You had neck braids?
Well, I didn't say I had neck braids. I said I wasn't going to have you cut me up if I were to have neck braids.
So a few minutes, so like an hour ago, you had neck braids.
I didn't say that.
All right.
I'm just saying.
At some point today, you had neck braids. That's what you're telling me.
I'm not saying anything, bro. My hair is perfect. Out. My hair is out.
All right.
And
my hair's free. My hair's free, carefree.
There we go. Come on, Hov. Come on.
These niggas ain't there free. All right. Real quick, want to make sure you guys, we won't be before you guys long, but we will be before you guys strong. Before we get into anything, I just want to make sure y'all, to let you guys know, if you are listening to us on Apple, make sure you head over, click the follow button, follow the show on Apple, leave a 5-star rating and a comment. We might even read it on air. If you got anything, if you got a letter for us, if there's a listener letter, you need some advice, you want to tell us something, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. If you've been a long time listening and you is tired of some of our bullshit, we give you an opportunity to curse us out. Put C-Y-O, curse y'all out, in the subject line, and then, you know, proceed to curse us out, and we will probably read it or laugh. Who knows?
Or
both, right?
Or both.
So do that. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Show. Make sure you hit the Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Also, make sure you are on the YouTube, Guys Next Door Pod. And let's get into it. Okay, real fast. Sometimes players fuck up. Sometimes players fuck up unknowingly, but does not make it any less of a fuck up and does not mean we don't have to fix it.
That's very true.
As you guys know, Guys Next Door, we are three black men who understand that we don't have all the answers and understand that sometimes intention doesn't wipe away
what you've
result.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah. And over the summer, we had a guest on our podcast that has been, I don't even know what the proper word is, trying to protect us, but I guess, you know, if we're going to be men, there's really no way protecting
us.
Kiki Baby Daddy was on our show, and... Yeah, Darius Jackson was on our show, and some claims had come out about him, about his interactions with Kiki, his baby mother, and then some damning footage came out, and it's just been a real shit show. And it would be, we have since removed the episode, but it would be pussy for us to just do that in the dark.
Yeah, I'm about to say we can't throw a rock and hide our hand. So
Right. So, you know, we and it is up to you guys to believe us or not. I know sometimes people can look at us or look at the things we're involved in and think like we know all of everyone's business behind closed doors if there's a certain level of fame or access. That could be the farthest thing from the truth, especially the three of us, because we do mind our business so much.
hold on. What do you say? Ask me about my mom. Ask me about my dad. Ask me about my kids. Ask me about some shit I know about.
That's from a movie.
Sure. Yeah. Let's call it a movie.
No, I was being desperate. That was from a movie.
We'll talk later.
Oh. I was lost as hell. I was just smiling. I was like, yeah.
The audience knows. But, the audience, our neighbors know.
Oh, well, shout out to the neighbors. Now I feel like even more of an idiot. I'm literally about to Google the quote. I'm about to just quote whatever you just said. But yes, like I said, we had no idea when we had him on the show. Obviously, we knew there was some turmoil in the house, but, you know, Guys Next Door has never been a platform to fuel flames of beefs and issues, especially not issues when there's people, children involved, and things of that nature, which is why, you know, a lot of that conversation surrounded fatherhood and whatnot, and not so much the back and forth. Had we known, had we had any inkling about what has come out, we definitely would not have had him on the show. And if we would have found that in that moment, if no, y'all know damn well we would have pressed him.
I think about the, you guys also know that this platform, we kind of we try to stand on as much as we possibly can protecting Black women. Not only that, we understand the absence of the protection of Black men. So in an effort to try to protect someone, we didn't know at the time, we didn't know the full length ramifications or the full length of his prior actions.
Yeah,
that needs no protection from anyone. So,
yeah, we didn't know that. So, you know, like I said, the episode has been taken down. And if by him being on there, if that has triggered any of our listeners, any of the neighbors, we take that on the chin.
And we truly apologize.
Truly apologize. And we just hope that you continue to give us the opportunity and the space to grow, learn, and most of all, listen. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to protecting our Black women. Once again, there's nothing we are looking to do to protect him. We're not looking to. One thing I've always said is the devil never needs an advocate. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I'm looking to justify. We condemn those actions. We condemn anything that he's been a part of in the last. You know, any of those atrocities we've heard over the past week regarding Darius. So we just wanted to put that out there. But it also leads me into a bigger conversation I wanted to have but for a moment. What is it when niggas can't keep their hands to themselves? I'm truly baffled where we are in a point where niggas are incapable of keeping their hands to themselves, specifically when it comes to women.
I was about to say, Mouse, where are we going with this?
Listen, and you know me. This is me talking. To
I
you.
Know this is brothers. This is me talking. This is brothers to you. Talking. Yeah, I like.
I just don't. I don't fucking get it, bro.
Because there's there's a bunch of different places that we can go, bro. There's a bunch of different places that we can go. There's a lot that's going on in the world. There's a lot of badminton going on right now where niggas feel super comfortable jumping out their skin when it comes to women. But as soon as niggas get pressed by men, niggas start to get nervous, want to run to other niggas. It's want to start crying and all of this shit. Like, yeah, bro, we can talk.
I don't get it.
We can talk.
I don't get it. I don't get it. We look at some of these, you know. You look at some of this research, you look at some of this evidence, right? I love speaking with evidence, right? And we look at this evidence and we see that the majority, the staggering number of women, of Black women that die at the hand of romantic partners. Staggering.
It's actually ridiculous if you think about
staggering.
It.
Staggering. The reason I'm not saying, I'm looking at the number, I know the number, the reason I'm not saying the number, I just don't want to trigger anyone any further that may be listening. I just don't understand how you can see, I don't understand the disconnect where you see, okay, this thing leads to people dying. I'm going to do this thing to the person next to me. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you mean.
Let's take it back, right? Like, let's take it back in the day. What I used to say, step on a crack, break your mama back.
Mm-hmm.
What did we used to do?
Step over the
avoid
crack.
Avoid stepping on a crack. you would stop somebody else from stepping on a crack to save your mama back.
Uh-huh.
It sounds funny, but look at that number, bro. You can see the number of women, Black women that are dying at the hands of a romantic partner, a Black man, staggering.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's to see that number isn't enough to wake somebody up. And I get me and you are having this conversation in a vacuum. I think it's an actual conversation we should probably open up to someone with a bit more experience and knowledge and probably more of a nuanced stance.
We can get off our thoughts. We can get off our feelings on this.
I just don't understand it, man. And unless
I think it is partly. I don't mm-hmm. think that, and it's not that the information isn't readily available to everyone. I just don't think that. I think understand that the quote "ignorance is bliss" is one of the realest quotes.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
I think people are ignorant. I think people are, and not in the way that you usually call people ignorant, but I think that they just, meaning like a lot of men.
Or, you mean just without knowledge?
They're literally just without the knowledge.
Yeah, and but niggas know not. You know, oh, putting no, no, your hands on saying. A woman know, is wrong.
I know that. You know yeah. that. And I think there's a lot of times that even it's ways that we grew up, right? Like if you grew up in a household, oh, don't put your hands on your sister. You don't put hands on women. You don't do that. You blah 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 blah. But then a lot of times niggas, I can say I know a lot of niggas, and I'm not playing devil's advocate. I don't have the ability to. I don't have the skin color to do so. But there are a lot of men. There are a lot of men who grow up in these hood areas and be on some, like, I've heard it before. Niggas say, "Oh, my hands is bisexual." That's not a cool. It's not a. As you get older and you start to see the ramifications, bro, that's not a cool thing to think about. That's not a cool thing to say.
Man, this is and like this is obviously this is me speaking from a standpoint of. Of seeing the full spectrum, bro. Like,
seeing every part of it, for sure.
Like I am, and I stand here without, like, I stand here already, you know, telling the story of, you know, how, when I, but it doesn't matter how old I was, but when I was younger, and you know, that situation that happened with me and my ex-wife, where, you know, we put hands on one another, and I don't even look at it as put hands on one another, because what she can do, she can't hurt me, bro. You get what I'm saying? And that is something that I will never, and that is something, as you know, we've had this conversation before.
We have. Yeah.
I will never forgive myself for. It don't matter how many times she's forgiven me. It doesn't matter how many times I change. It doesn't matter how many times I stand up for others. That still happened. And I still walk around with that on my shoulders to this day. I don't get what these niggas, I was 24 years old. These niggas are grown ass men, bro.
Yeah. I think there is a lot of times when you're dealing with somebody, anybody, right? I think. You know what it doesn't make it right. There's nothing that makes it right. But I'm trying to kind of think, you know, as an actor, you like, if there was a role that came up that I had to do it, you have to get into the character's mind. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what would not make sense, but like, what would be the starting point? Like, what would be the thing that sparks it? And I could think of power dynamic. Doing something to kind of affirm who you are, where you are, hierarchy in said relationship, especially when, you know, the woman in the relationship is, you know, a little more prominent or something in that way. You have to do something to try to affirm your manhood or affirm who you are. And it turns into you having to try to show how much bigger and stronger you are than sure, mm-hmm. which actually makes you look like even more of a bitch, but I digress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can think of, honestly, it all stems from being scared. You know how they say, you know, you don't want to put you don't want to put something in the corner, like a dog in the corner or something like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
A scared dog in the corner because they'll bite. I think a lot of guys kind of operate from that mindset where they move in this relationship and they're scared, whether they're scared to lose somebody, whether they're scared to look less than, whether they're scared, whatever. It always comes from a place of fear. And the only person that gets hurt is the person that you love. You know, you think that, oh, she's too good for me, so she may leave. You got to try to make sure that she stays. Or, oh my God, she does so much better than me, this, that, and the third. I got to show her that I'm a man. or anything. I think the root of this is honestly just being scared. And then my question is, though, what are you afraid of? Like, a lot of times in these situations, the thing that you're afraid of already passed, right? Like, if your shorty is doing crazy numbers, this, that, and the third, whatever, whatever, you're scared to not look like a man, bro, you already have her. There's a reason why she likes you. Stick with that. Or you got the girl that you thought you would never be able to get in a million years and you don't know how she's going to stay and blah, 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 blah. Bro, you already have her.
I think if those thoughts are even crossing your mind, you shouldn't be with anyone.
Exactly.
Like, if
those thoughts are crossing your mind, why aren't you speaking to her about them? Communication is key, man. And I think that's what I've learned, that 95% of the problems that we go through in our relationships all stem from communication. If you're too scared to talk about something, or you don't know how to speak up about this, that, and the third, or somebody's not keeping your space safe enough for you to talk, or you don't feel like blah, 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 blah. Yo, at the end of the day, it's always doomed to fail because you're not having those conversations that are necessary to whether it be to calm you down and make you feel a little more comfortable in your space, or to tell your partner where you are and the reason why you're not engaging in certain things, or the way that you feel about certain things. This all stems from communication, man. Niggas is scared, bro. Niggas is legit in these relationships that could be beautiful things and play scared. Scared money don't make money, bro.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
I don't even in that, right? Like, this shit this shit has us so warped that, like, we end up almost inadvertently empathizing with the abuser.
I'm not, though. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I say all of this not to,
at the end of the day, right? And I think we've spoken about this before as well. You can set the stage for something or feel like a stage is being set in a certain way, but your actions are your actions. How you handle that situation is on you. You have options. And because you're not exploring those options and you decide to go a different way, now all of the ramifications, everything that comes to you, you deserve. You chose that. So now you got to deal with everything that comes after that.
Yeah, like hurt people. Only gets the empathy until you hurt people. Right? Like,
facts.
Like, I get it. You're hurt. You're hurting. I tend not to give a fuck about your pain once you
Once you've done something.
Once you, you know, transfer that pain to other innocent people. You get what I'm saying?
Because they didn't have, they didn't.
And nine times out of 10, these are the people that are loving you through.
Through your pain.
Oh my God. I'm getting upset thinking about it.
Bro.
Like that's the shit, right? Like that's the shit that I don't get. It's like you're hurting the person that sees you for you and still loves you in spite of.
Mm.
That shit's nasty.
It's nasty.
And like I don't have the answers, bro. And I don't know if this is a conversation where we find it, because it's like I got some of the answers, right? Like, I know how this happens. This is a culture. There is a culture of abuse. And this culture of abuse is one, it's not a singular thing. It is, what I'm about to say is going to ruffle some feathers, but okay. This is a community thing. Abuse mm-hmm. is community.
Yeah.
Abuse, the culture of abuse is community driven.
You get what I'm saying? I'll take it even further, bro. It's not even just because a lot of times when I think of community, I think of very specific like sects of people, right? I think of like when you say a community of people, it's like Black people, mm-hmm. Asian people, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. Bro, this is an American thing, bro. You understand that the rule of thumb, the idea of the rule of thumb. Did you ever know this?
Mm-hmm.
The idea of the rule of thumb was based on the size of a stick that you could beat your wife with. They said you could beat your wife, and it's legal to beat your wife with a stick the size of your thumb.
That's disgusting. But, okay, so even in that, right, knowing that, like I said, abuse, it's a community effort, bro.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way any of these niggas would ever feel so brazen, so boisterous about this shit if they were working alone, right? Like, this is, like I said, it's a community effort. They're only as brazen because they know that they have a whole community of people behind them. There's people that's going to back them up. There's people that's going to say shit like, well, what did she do?
Oh, I was about to say it.
So when that exists, when that type of thought process exists, you further strengthen the community. You get what I'm saying? Like,
well, what did she do to do it? What did she do to deserve it? Bro, what?
As if there's any answer. There's no answer to that.
Why would there ever be, why does that even make sense to even say in this situation? Like,
and I think the sickest part about everything we just discussed, everything just pointing out the community effort and all this, I think the sickest part is that these men do this shit. I don't believe it's this fit of rage. I don't believe it's this act of passion. They do it knowing that if said person speaks up, they're going to get bullied. You're not going to be believed. You're going to get blamed.
Doing all that is like the most
diabolical shit or
I'll
the most like vile thing of all of this.
I can't fully agree with that. And the reason I say fully is because I know there are some niggas who think like that. But there are some people, there are a lot of niggas who I can't give that much credit to because niggas ain't smart, bro. Niggas ain't smart. I know there are some smart niggas. I know there are some niggas who actually fully, wholly know what they're doing. Is a whole mindset thing attached to it. Pimp culture, et cetera, et cetera. Trust me, I get it. I understand that. But there's a lot of niggas that are not smart enough to think like that. And the reason I say that is because there's a lot of guys, we're not going to say any names, there's a lot of guys, especially that we know, that'll do something and hide their hand. And mm-hmm. and if they were to be so brave and boisterous, if they held it differently, then I'd be like, all right, cool. I'd be like, all right, I see he knows what he's doing. Like, there's a different mindset. But seeing how a lot of these niggas, they play scared. You can tell niggas is scared.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give them that much credit. I can't. Like, niggas is too dumb for that.
It like I said, I don't. This is, you know, if you're listening to us or if you just tuned in, obviously you didn't just tune in, it's a podcast. But, you know, if you're hearing us, you know, you're just hearing.
Literally us spitballing, y'all.
Yeah, like we are genuinely frustrated. And we genuinely want change. And I just don't know.
That was going to be my question. In your opinion.
I don't know, man. I think the answer to what's going on in Palestine and all there is probably a lot easier than figuring out how to keep these niggas' hands off women.
You said the answer to solve a 100-year war is easy.
It's probably a lot. Because this is a multi-century war.
You right.
You're right? Like, right. This is a multi-century war. You're this right. War has been going on forever, like. I don't know, man. I'm getting, like, genuinely, like, you know, I know we, you know, especially you and I, you know, when them cameras on, we know how to placate to the camera and give passion, but this shit is, like, real passion. It's like, what the fuck are you niggas doing?
And confusion,
man. And why?
And confusion. I mean, I want to say confusion, but I think we said it, right? Like, I think we understand. We know, like, it's not, just like you said, it's a culture thing, bro. Like, it is something that, bigger than the culture, man. It's something that's inherently, like, deeply rooted in the centuries and centuries of us just living It's just deeply rooted in us. And I think there's a rare amount of people that can see it and work their damnedest to unroot it with either firstly within them and then outwardly. And I think that's where we are.
Listen, I want y'all to know, man, I'm not shutting my mouth. I'm not protecting, I'm not minding my business. I'm letting niggas know, bro. If y'all do some wild shit, you're getting called out.
Facts.
We're not bleeping your name. Whatever, like, I'm speaking for me when I say this. I don't care nothing about you being litigious. I don't care.
Come on, $20 word.
Like, I don't care. Whatever, God got me. But what we not going to do is continue to perpetuate this cycle of men beating on women and then just being like, you know how that nigga get. No. We not going to continue the culture of niggas being rapey towards women and just being like, hey, watch that nigga. No, remove the nigga. Why we keep telling women to watch out for them? No, remove the nigga. Oh, don't go watch out for him. He be hitting his bitch. Why are we warning them instead of saying, man, it don't make no sense. I know. We don't have the answer. This wasn't supposed to be a super long episode. We don't have the answer. We really just want to let you know.
I don't think, as you said, man, I don't think this is one of those joints that we need an answer. I think this is. You know what I want to use this for? I want to use this for. There's a bunch of people out there, a bunch of people, specifically young black women, who are constantly being unheard, who are constantly who people are not listening to, people are not giving the time to, people are not paying attention to, and allowing a lot of this stuff to kind of just go to the wayside, just knowing how people are, men are. So However, you know, like Mal said, this isn't supposed to be a long episode, but we just want to let you know, as confused as we are, as unknowing of the perfect answer to all of this, we want y'all to know that over here at Guys Next Door, when you guys come over here, we got you.
We got you. We got you. And we will continue to do our best, whether it's through just, you know, this audio podcast, a visual feature, a function, our live shows next year, like whatever it is, just know that you guys are always safe with us. These are safe spaces created with you guys in mind first, and everything and everyone else second. But, you know, first and foremost, creating just a safe space, whether it's a listening space, a viewing space, or a live attendee space. We are constantly doing the work inward and outwardly to, like I said, ensure that you guys are safe when you guys are around us and in our care. And we do understand that we have to do a 20 times better job of making sure you guys are safe when you aren't around us.
Yep.
And we are just trying to figure out how to do that. Jesus, this shit is, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I seen that shit and was frustrated. Was like, it like everything that came out, I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? Like, what the fuck? Because niggas do a good job of presenting themselves as the faux victim. Niggas do a great job of presenting themselves as the frustrated person. The person that I just want peace and I just want truth. Like, no.
That nobody understands me, et cetera, et cetera.
You can't be the nigga searching peace while being the nigga setting the fires.
Well.
I probably just spoke to myself in relationships, but we're not talking about relationships
we're not talking about relationships. It's funny because you said it and I was like, I think the difference between that and Miles Jones is that Miles Jones sets the fires and is like, I want to see it burn.
Listen, specifically to our neighbors that identify as women, both assigned and you know, trans, we love y'all.
Facts.
We are doing our damnedest to protect y'all.
Yep.
And please never ever feel like you can't tell us what we're fucking up on, how we could be better, how something we might have said or something that just might be a part of our colloquialism, our lingo, could be damn, like, share all that shit.
Please.
Man, share all of it. Like, we will read, we will listen, we will, you know, create a space, you know, if even that means creating a space where we talk directly to y'all, we're not against that either. But whatever it is, like, this shit is all about service. We've always said that this podcast is of service.
Yeah.
And if we can't serve the most marginalized in our community, then we can't do shit. So like I said, let us know. Mac, you got anything you want to tell the people before we get up out of here?
Yeah, man. I want to tell y'all to go stream Swagger right now. Y'all just finished this. Listen, I know y'all probably at work right now. I know you're probably getting off work. You driving, listening to this podcast. That's all good and gravy, right? I appreciate y'all. No, go on Apple TV right now. Go on Apple TV and just press play on Swagger. Just press play. You don't have to look down if you're driving. Please stay safe, y'all. But just press play and get them streams up. Let's show Apple that you know, their top black show right now deserves to get another season. Let's get it.
Bang. Bang, biggity bang, biggity.
Mouse,
biggity,
biggity, what you got? Bang. What you got?
What do I got coming up? December 3rd, I'm in Washington, D.C. opening for the dynamic duo of Tyler Chronicles and Darren Brand. December 10th, I'm in Virginia Beach at the Funny Bone opening up for And Then We Had Sex podcast.
Hey!
The announcement has been made, so I feel great saying it here. December 22nd, Chicago,
ooh,
we are coming. Trap Karaoke, December 22nd, Chicago. We are coming. Get your tickets. We are at a new venue. Get your tickets.
Listen,
Chicago.
I got a couple December people I got to send 22nd. Your way.
December 22nd.
No, telling you, it's
get
be crazy.
There. And this is probably the biggest of all of the announcements. New York City, December 23rd, Trap Karaoke, Terminal 5. That's how we're closing the tour. Let me say that again if you missed it.
Hit
Trap Karaoke, December 23rd, New York City, last show of the year, Terminal 5. Get your tickets. Get your tickets. Get your tickets.
Yo, y'all gonna when have niggas hanging from the rafters.
I promise you, if y'all think I'm not gonna act a if y'all think I'm not gonna act a plum motherfucking fool at Terminal 5 Trap Karaoke,
you got you another thing me. Coming.
You got
don't
another
motherfucking
thing coming.
Know me. Also, shout out to Minneapolis. Minneapolis has now officially became my third favorite city. We just did Trap Karaoke in Minneapolis. Second sold out show there. Shout out to.
Did you purify yourself in the water of Lake Minnetonka?
No, but I did go. I did go to the Mall of America, and
okay.
I have officially been to all three of the biggest malls in the United States.
Oh, wow. That's so very Mouse Jones of you. I know that you spent a lot of money.
I did not. They made it very easy to not spend a lot of money. There's nothing in there. But but I have wanted to go since I was 12 years old, so I'm glad I got to knock that off
That's
the bucket
dope.
List.
That's dope.
So, yeah, there's that. Shout out to Minneapolis, and shout out to everybody that showed mad love out there. Leon from Chicago, DA from Chicago, Virginia from Minneapolis. I'm forgetting somebody's name and I'm feel bad. Courtney from Minneapolis. I'm forgetting somebody's name and I will feel really bad. Hold on, give me a second. Rhonda from Minneapolis. Appreciate you. Abdul from Chicago by way of Minneapolis. I appreciate you. Y'all showed us a lot of love out there. Chris, owner of The Exchange. Appreciate you. Gold Room. Appreciate the hospitality. Minneapolis, y'all was a beautiful place to spend my Saturday in. And I cannot wait till the next time I'm back there. Cannot forget. Friday we did Vegas. Shout out to Vegas, as always. Vegas, y'all, always a great time. Shout out to the whole House of Blues team out there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to motherfucking Wale, Oba Wale, a.k.a. Ralph Lauren.
Woo!
November 10th is officially Wale Day in Washington, D.C. Shout out to Wale. Shout out to the whole team over there. Shout out to that whole team over there. But yeah, very proud of you, my brother.
Yeah.
Very proud of you, my brother. To go from being a fan to a friend is something I do not take for granted with any of you guys. And when I see you guys get these major accomplishments and acknowledgments from y'all cities and homes and people, it's always amazing to see.
I got to tell
Wale,
congratulations. I got to tell my Wale story one day. How me and Wale met. I was just
I got a few stories. But yes, Swagger, make sure y'all go stream it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys Next Door, make sure you run the numbers up. Go listen. Trap Karaoke, go get your tickets. If I am in any of those cities near you doing comedy, make sure you grab a ticket. And listen, we will see you or hear from you or talk to you guys next week.
Peace.
That's Mouse Jones.
It's the crazy soul.
Check it out, y'all.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.